Hi, and welcome back to day two of our 7 days to becoming pain-free in your body. And I hope that you're already starting to feel a little bit more stable, a little bit more stronger after doing our exercise to activate the transverse abs. As we were talking about, the transverse abs are really responsible for spinal rotation and also the stability of the upper body, the trunk and spine. So today we're going to go into the next layer of abdominal muscles, which is called the obliques. And the obliques, as we were talking about with the transverse abs, equally are also responsible for spinal rotation. And so just using that example of you're walking along, you bend over and you pick something up. You don't just bend forward and pick something up. Usually you're going to twist your body a little bit and then lean forward and pick it up. So all of the muscles in the body that are responsible for spinal rotation are really critical and really important to keeping those muscles strong and keeping those muscles activated. And the more that we keep those muscles activated, the more they will just start to become strengthened just by virtue of the fact that you're using them. So we want to get those muscles activated. Now, coming back to this idea of spinal rotation, so there's two sets of oblique muscles. There's the external obliques and there's the internal oblique muscles. And so what we're going to do is a little simple exercise to activate them. But before we do, I just want you to do a very simple test. And I want you to see how far you can rotate your trunk and spine. Now, when you're doing this, don't move your hips around. Just take one hand to the opposite knee. Take the other hand behind the back and just kind of turn. Now, I don't want you to use your hand to turn. I just want you to turn using your musculature, using your muscles. So rotate your spine as much as you can. Good, and then come back and do the same on the other side. Good. Don't judge yourself how far you could go. I just want you to notice that. And we're going to come back and repeat the same test afterwards to see if anything has changed for you, okay? So in order to do this exercise, what I want you to do is have two folded up towels, and you're going to just place them down on the floor and come and sit on those towels. Bring the feet forward and keep the knees bent. Don't straighten the legs. What I really want you to do is focus on creating some spinal extension in the lower back. So I don't want you to sit like this. It's really important that you sit with a really erect spine and that you feel or sense the curve in the lumbar spine, okay? Bring your hands to the opposite shoulders, lift up in the chest, and as we talked about in day one, the magic number is 6 seconds, six times. So what we're gonna do is lifting up in the chest is you're going to lift the elbows to create that spinal extension in the lumbar spine and then twist as much as you can to the right. And we're going to hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 and come back to center. Again, get the spinal extension in the lumbar spine and all the way up into the thoracic spine and twist again to the right, same side. Hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, back to center. Again, twist to your right and hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and come back to center. And again, twist to your right and go as far as you can when you're twisting. Don't allow your hips to move. Keep lifting up from the chest. And again, you're twisting as much as you can. Go to your end range of flexibility here. Come back to center. Lift up the chest and again, twist again. Holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Come back to center. We're going to do it 2 more times. Lift up in the chest and turn to the right as much as you can. Go as far as you can, as far as you can. You can even feel some muscles contracting, maybe some organs squeezing. It feels so good. And come back to center. And 1 more time, lift up. And twist to the right, holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Come back to center. Relax the arms just for a moment. And guess what? We're gonna have to come up and do the other side. So bring the hands to the elbows, lift up the chest, and twist to your left. And again, go as far as you can. Keep lifting up in the chest, lift the elbows to help create that spinal extension. That was 6 seconds. Come back to center. We're gonna do it 5 more times. Again, twist to your left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Back to center, lift up in the chest. And again, twist to your left, twist to your left. Squeeze, go as far as you can. 4, 5, and 6. Come back to center and do it again. Twist to your left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Come back to center. And again, twist to the left. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And come back to center. And lift up in the chest and twist in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And guess what? We just got one more time to do this. So again, twist to your left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and come back to center. And we're finished, but we're gonna do our little test to see if anything has changed. So come and sit onto the floor and take one hand to the opposite knee. And wow, for me, I don't know about you, but it's a lot easier. And do it this way again. I think I just twisted about 20 more degrees. And it actually feels, my spine feels a lot more erect. So go on with the rest of your day. Continue to practice this simple, simple, simple exercise, and we'll see you tomorrow for day 3.